Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular sustainability item. I'm joined by Jo Linnan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
You want to talk to me about clean beauty. What is clean beauty?
Yes, clean beauty. So this week we're celebrating Clean Beauty Day. I know every single thing in the world has a day now, but clean beauty is really this big movement that's happened and Irish people have really latched onto it. The clean beauty as an industry is going to make about 27 million in Ireland this year. So what is it? Clean beauty really refers to formulations. So in your personal care items, in your beauty items, it's looking at ingredients that maybe are harmful that you don't want in there. And it's also looking at, you know, plant-based ingredients and avoiding animal testing. So generally, clean beauty will be free from harmful ingredients, vegan or cruelty-free.
Now, talk to me about the things that might be harmful to us that are typically added to some beauty products.
Yeah, there's loads of ingredients that are still added, unfortunately. I think people might remember a few years ago when those little microbeads were removed from a lot of products, but a lot of things are still legal to use. So, for example, there's parabens, which have been found in every single human's urine sample that has been tested, which is really scary. They're added to different products to basically elongate their shelf life. So it means that they last for months and months, sometimes years, which obviously is very useful. The downside is that the EWG, the Environmental Working Group, has done numerous studies and found that they disrupt hormone health. They can have impact on fertility. They can impact liver function. So while you might say, okay, there's probably only a tiny amount in that one ingredient, in that one product I use, we're talking about toxic load. So if you're using a lot of products all the time, which many of us are, those little tiny ingredients do add up and they do impact our health, which is really worrying.
Now, so, there's another chemical, the phthalate family.
Yes, phthalates. Yes. So they're basically plasticizers. Again, they have a very handy use. They help things glide on very nicely. So whether it's your foundation, whether it's your deodorant, that's their function. Unfortunately, again, we are looking at things like hormone disruption and a lot of issues. So again, if you've all these tiny little things, they do start to add up over time. Another one that people might not be aware of is that if you're using a generic toothpaste, you get that lovely foam and you get that from your shampoos as well. That's an ingredient called SLS. Its only function is to foam and give you that lovely foamy feeling so you feel like you're doing something. But again, it has those very negative, harmful effects. So we're looking for products that are free from those harmful, toxic ingredients.
Aluminium.
Yes, aluminium, which I didn't realise, but if you're using a generic big brand deodorant that's a roll-on or a spray, it almost always has aluminium in it. I actually can't really find the reason for the aluminium, but again, very, very damaging to build up into your pores. And you know, when you're using a deodorant, you're putting it straight into your glands, so it's definitely one to avoid.
Okay, now talk to me about animal testing and how many products that we see in our shops are not animal tested, but that doesn't mean that they're not animal tested. Explain.
Yeah, and this is something that people are always really shocked by. So studies have shown that about 88% of the beauty and personal care products we use are tested on animals. And people might be shocked about that because the EU actually banned animal testing. But it's a very complex system. You know, a lot of these big brands are international, they're global. If they want to sell into certain regions, especially in the East, they have to agree to have their products tested. So while technically they're not testing them in the factories, they're allowing them to be tested. So they are being tested on animals.
So if, for example, you're going into China with a particular product to be marketed in China, it's got to be animal tested.
Yes, and China did do a bit of a rollback a couple of years ago and brought in new legislation and said, oh, we won't be testing, but there's so many products that they still want to test. So if you're buying from big name brands and if you want to check out, you can go on to Cruelty Free Kitty, a great free website. You will be shocked at the really expensive brands that are still allowing their products to be tested on animals.
And particularly special cosmetics, including hair dyes, mm-hmm. sunscreens, hair loss products.
Yeah, all of those are still being tested. About 500,000 animals each year die through testing. And, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, we need to test on animals, you know, to make sure that they're safe. But in my mind, you know, a lipstick or, you know, a hair gel shouldn't be tested on an animal. Mm. There's other ways to do it.
Is there any way to check your beauty products against a list to find out whether they're what is called cruelty-free.
Yeah, there's great ways. You know, if you're picking up a product, you can look for certain certifications. So it'll usually have a leaping bunny logo, which is a little bunny that's jumping, and that'll tell you that it's not a test on animals. The vegan society PETA are great. If you see a PETA logo, that generally tells you. Again, that free website, cruelty-free kitty, is a great way to just go on and just quickly check, are the brands you're using being tested on animals? That will tell you really, really quickly. So there's great databases out there.
Okay, now, there are some Irish companies that will rejoice in their clean beauty.
Yeah, there's some amazing ones. A lot of people will be aware of Sculpted by Amy, a massive brand, and all of her products are cruelty-free, which is fantastic. Then there's brands like Voya, who would be very famous for their clean beauty credentials. You know, they're being made up in Sligo, regenerative seaweed farming, and then they also do extra good things. Not only are their formulations very plant-based and very healthy and good for you and packed with nutrients, but then they're also working with companies like Seal Ireland, supporting them, and they also take plastic out of the ocean. So they're a wonderful company as well.
Modern Botany.
Yes, have you heard of Modern Botany?
No, it's a great name though, great brand.
It's a fabulous name, and this is a really interesting one. So that company was formed in Cork, I know I'm biased, a couple of years ago, and then it disappeared, and people were really disappointed because they have this spray-on deodorant that people were obsessed with. And again, it's free from all those chemicals. It's a natural formula and it really works. I think when it comes to deodorant, people always say to me, oh, but I need my deodorant to work and a natural won't. This one did. They disappeared for a couple of years and I thought they were gone. But this year they've relaunched. They're back with their same formulations under a new owner, and they're a fabulous brand. They have a very limited amount of products, but again, all made using Irish ingredients, cruelty-free, vegan, amazing brand.
Doctrine Skincare and The Ordinary.
So The Ordinary I really want to talk about because I think a lot of people use their products because they're very potent and they're very affordable, and they don't really shout about their clean beauty credentials. It's not kind of one of their stars. They're all about affordability, but again, cruelty-free, vegan, and again, they invest in really great low packaging. They invest in social initiatives around the world. So they're a great one to look at, and again, available everywhere.
Okay, now, one of the bugbears about beauty products is packaging. I mean, sometimes you'll have something that will have maybe two or three different materials in the packaging, whether it's the cardboard box, the plastic wrapping, and then the plastic of the container itself.
Exactly. And I think when people are, you know, spending a lot on beauty, they do kind of want the faff of the fancy packaging. Yeah. But once you're finished unwrapping it, it does go into the bin. Now, I converted you to a shampoo bar pad.
Still using it, yeah.
Which is amazing. Again, a great swap if you want to get into your clean beauty because it's great ingredients and there's zero waste, because when the shampoo bar is gone, it's gone and you can recycle the packaging. But yeah, unfortunately, about 350 million tons of beauty packaging each year we're creating globally, which is crazy.
And yet I remember a campaign not very long ago telling us to take our shampoo bottles, our conditioner bottles, etc., etc., from the bathroom and recycle them.
I know, but the problem with that is that in theory, that's great. But the reality is most of those plastic beauty things are made from a combination of materials, like you mentioned. So it might have, you know, a different type of plastic on the lid to the main part, or it might have a little bit of a pump if you want to get out your foundation. Yeah. That can't be recycled. Thankfully, there are some great recycling programs. Boots have one. They take every single kind of beauty product and they'll give you points. You can just bring the products into the stores. They don't need you washed out, which is the big win for everyone. Yeah. Just bring them in, you can get points. Then people like I mentioned, Amy Conley, she does a great recycling scheme. And then there's some other brands like Kiehl's that'll also give you points.
All right, Joe, thank you very much for joining us. Joe Lennon, Climate Editor with the Sunday Times Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.